Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear this. I know you're in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm going to put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought because you got saved, everything was going to be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read the Bible. You know what it says. He who don't work, don't eat. Slackers don't get fed. Yeah. Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you're about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya. I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out. Deep game. This here's deep. Some of y'all ain't sawing nothing but your stomach trying to reach. But unto him who is able to possess your fathers by his glory. Struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now the point is, this was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can make it.
The fiery trials are to try you. You say, why you? But your shirt say, what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? Huh? He told you he was going to have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. Huh? 1 minute you tell her how good God is and can't nobody beat the talk. The next minute you backfight so fast, I'm like you're moonwalking. Huh? Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself because I ain't no better. It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we got to remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Huh? Yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. Huh? It ain't easy as I thought it was. I'd be lying if I told you that. But it's showing up getting better all the time. Trust me, that's the fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled. God put that on his tongue. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, cause the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip. You're gonna be on top. Choir, send the hook line one more game. This time you don't stop.
I know we can make it.
We can.
Baby, when you're in the need, we're gonna soothe.
Trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality of life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
relationship
seen.
To relationship, I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boats. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, cause saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look with fragrance, and from your ex-man, I'm feeling a lot of hatred, cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of a heinous crime. Still staying this time, I blow his mind with the crummy nine and his solar fly. And I'm solar fly, that's
fly. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your style and you're feeling my swag. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve money, you need clothes. So come on, baby, let's go. Styling, you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a quality in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
What's good, people?
What's good,
it's
people?
It's your boy, Young Verge.
It's your boy, Young
you
Verge.
You are now tuned in to I Am Indie Radio with my homeboy, K Diddy.
Yeah, yeah, that was I.C. Jones with I'm So Fly. You know, we doing what we do right here on I Am Indie. Thank y'all for joining us. If you want to call in and speak to us and come on with us live, the call-in number is 347-308-8747. Press number 1 on your phone. Let us know that you're there. And you can chime in live with us. 214, you're on. Good afternoon. Who do we have here?
Lamont, hi. This is Renee calling with Alicia. Phil from the Texas Urban Music Summit. How are you today?
I'm good, and welcome to the show. It's our guest. We were waiting for y'all to ride through and say hey.
Hey, we got Alicia on the line.
Hello there.
Hello, Miss Steele. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I guess what that's what they usually say. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to join us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, yeah, we're excited. Miss Alicia Steele, the founder of the Texas Urban Music Summit.
That's what's up. Thank you for that excitement. I'm just as excited to have you guys involved and down for the weekend.
Absolutely. Well, tell the good folks about Miss Steele. You know, I had a list of questions that I know the good people wanted to know about you, but I always like to open the forum up and let you share with us what you want to share with us. I know a lot of listeners want to know about you, the founder. What got you started? How did you get to be the lady in charge and running things and all that good stuff?
Okay, well, that's a long story as far as how, but I'll try to summarize as best I can. I started out in entertainment as an intern for another conference in Texas. And after that first year of my internship, the founder of that conference had a meeting with me and asked if I would serve as vice president of operations and pretty much run the overall conference from every aspect of it operationally and so forth. I've always been a networker and a people person, so meeting people is my forte, and I have great relationships in entertainment and business in general. And with that said, he, according to him, he felt that I had what it took to take his event to the level he wanted it to go. Long story short on that, the conference went without a hitch, and it's kind of recognized from the event running so successfully and the additional involvement in the entertainment industry that I brought to it. Executives within entertainment, you know, noticed my talents, as they worded it, and pretty much positioned it that it's time for my own event. I'm doing it now. And I have the backing in the industry, so you know, we came up with a name. This was in 2008, actually 2007 during this conversation. Came up with the name and went and got the DBA and pretty much ran with it from there and just put that event that I did operationally for the other conference. It was his vision, his company. Therefore, I didn't put a lot of me in it because it was his event. So with that, with the Texas Urban Music Summit, I got to create it from ground zero up, put all of me into it, from relationships to interests. I have production experience just by, I guess, the grace of God. He blessed me with that creativity, and I love putting things together and seeing it come to life. So that's pretty much how it came about, just interning with an event while I was working for a large financial institution, which I just retired from in March of 2010, was there 20 years. So balancing all of that out at that time is what gave me the skill set and know-how to balance everything out at this point. So that's pretty much it, how I got started in the game.
And I assume you like music a little bit.
Oh, I love music. I've always, since I was a little girl, that was my getaway. Writing poetry, reading a word. I'm a lover of words in general, and the power of words is so true. Yeah, but definitely music. I was in the band. I played the clarinet, and I was in the choir, you know, coming up. So I have my musical family, and so definitely it's part of my destiny and purpose, I believe.
Are you from Texas originally?
No, originally I'm from Arkansas, a little small town called Waldo, Arkansas. And a lot of people joke and say, "Where is Waldo?" Like the book.
Hey, I'm not gonna joke and say that, because I was telling Renee the other day that you can drive through my little hometown right there in Texas in first gear.
Exactly. So you know, I definitely have the down home girl spirit. And, you know, with morals and so forth, I've always been, you know, respectful and respectable. But, yeah, down-home girl at heart. But I definitely can, don't let the accent fool you, you know. Businesswoman, you know, just about getting it in and accomplishing my purpose and my desires in life. That's what pretty much I'm working towards with the Summit and A Still Unlimited, Inc., which is my the parent company for the Texas Urban Music Summit.
Are you doing other productions outside of the Summit, or is that your main focus for now?
My next production, the production that I'm doing while doing the Summit is my artist. Her name is Story Jones. She's from Arkansas as well, Magnolia, Arkansas. And beautiful young lady, she's 22. She sings, raps, writes, and dances. True talent. She will be showcased at the Summit. It's going to be the introduction of Story Jones. We're bringing real hip-hop back. That's the theme for Storage Project. With the state of the union right now in urban music, in particular with female MCs, there's something going on that's not right. So we're about to change the game and put it back where it should have been a long time ago, representing these women in the industry that have been pushed to the fire.
No, I would just say to represent the women in hip-hop, huh?
Yeah, and not necessarily just hip hop, but in entertainment in general, more so hip hop than any other genre. You know, getting caught up in the hype. I hate when, you know, the entertainment business is predominantly male based. So, when it comes to a female artist, the first question they all have is, "What she look like? What she look like?" Regardless of how talented she is, how beautiful the voice, how well the delivery is on the verses, you know what I'm saying, how lyrical the content is and the wordplay and so forth looks come to play. Beautiful girl, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying before she was even presented, when I just let the music be heard, just for some feedback for the project, loved it. What does she look like? But when you throw on a male artist, you know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, you know, all the top, I'm naming the top lyrical MCs that's just buzzing right now and have been.
Right.
They don't even, that's not even a question, the looks. So
no, you're right. It's certainly a double standard, and I can totally
It's time for a change in that. It's time for some awareness to be, it's time for that to be a topic of discussion. You know, BET had a special on a few months ago called My Mic Sounds Nice, and it was talking about female MCs. Where are the true female lyricists? They had Salt-N-Pepa, MC Light, Queen Latifah, you know, Eve, the MCs back from the early to late 90s, you know, on talking during the show and so forth. Well, one of the questions that came about was, they showed a map of the United States, right? And on the map they had, this, the map was dated back from like 1990 up. And they had pictures of female MCs all over the map, right? About 10, 12 photos. Then they showed the current 2011 United States, was a map of the United States in 2011. Five female MCs, Nicki Minaj, Trina, Lil' Kim, I can't think of the other two, but basically the same prototype.
Right.
Okay? They had the map side by side. Back in the day, all these female MCs, how image was totally different, sound different, concept, but all had, you know, things to contribute to the industry as far as the music is concerned. Plus, they were talented women and MCs. But currently, all commercialized. Same prototype.
Let me ask you a question. It kind of goes into the social networking realm, because I know, you know, back in the day, you know, it was really geared toward image, and people really more focused on, well, like you said, well, what do you look like? And the same thing don't apply for the men, except for me, I'm tired of seeing all the guys getting on stage and the first thing they want to do is take their shirt off. So,
take
know,
their shirt off and have their pants hanging off their behind,
right,
showing their dirty drawers.
You know, I'm tired of that, too, because I come from an era where, you know, when we was coming up as artists, you know, we knew we were artists when we walked on the stage, when, you know, because we dressed like artists. You know, you didn't come out,
right,
you didn't come out of the crowd, you know, with your, you know, with your True Religion jeans on and your T-shirt, and just walk straight up on stage, and you walk off stage, and you walk down there. You know, you look like an artist. You carried yourself like an artist.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
and that's a double standard right there, because you made a good point. Guys get on stage and have their pants hanging off their behind, looking a hot mess, but they want to talk about image being everything. I'm all about image. Don't get me wrong about the image aspect. Image is part of it, because without the image, you can't market products. The product is the artist, you feel what I'm saying? So, but with that said, you know, guys get up there, take their shirt off, pants hanging, you know, can't hardly walk because the pants hanging so low. What kind of image are you portraying? But it's still not a factor in the situation at hand. So,
right,
just gotta have time to have some dialogue about really what's going on in this game. Why do the women have to degrade themselves, dress in a certain way, or even have certain content in their lyrics to be a successful artist in this business today? But if the standards are different from me, you know, so that's pretty much it in regards to that. But my artist, like I said, her name is Story Jones. She's a true artist, writer, lover. The showcase is going to be Saturday at the Summit. It's the greatest story ever told, and that's what she is. I'm confident. You can quote me at that, because we're about to make history. This is going to be history in the making, what everybody is about to witness the weekend of the Texas Urban Music Summit with this project in particular. So that is my a current production of mine along with the summit. And I do have a couple of other productions following the summit. We're going on the international route. I have been contacted from, I don't want to speak on that right now, but yeah, internationally as well as the East Coast. So lot going on. 2012 is going to be a great year.
You're going to have to get us a copy of your artist's music so we can play it over here, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Renee, make sure we get that. Make sure we get him the music sent.
Yeah, we could have played it today if we had it. But, you know, I'd want to ask you a question, too. You know, and do you feel like this digital thing that we're dealing with in terms of, you know, the downloads and servicing music to the consumers, do you feel like that would help the female MCs a little bit since it's not so much focused on their appeal? Because a lot of people, if they're listening to the music, they don't even see the artist.
Well, I would say yes to that, but just because based on conversation I've had from industry execs and the powers that be and just general public and that hearing the music and not seeing her, they still want to know what she looks like. For the male, I would say, yeah, but the women, we still have that barrier because they don't care how good you sound, how talented you are, if you don't have a certain look, you're going to be held back just for that alone. So, meaning if they hear them, they download the music and you don't have an image to go along with it or even a photo, the reference, and they still don't want to know what she looks like. If they don't fit the image that the consumer, they feel the consumer should, if the image is not there that the consumer thinks should be there based on what they've been programmed to like, you understand what I'm saying? The Nicki Minaj, the Trinas, the Lil' Kims, that image. Not talking about the artist, but I'm talking about that image.
Right.
And, you know, that's a factor right there, I believe. That's personally, that's my own opinion with that. So I still say women have it a little harder. But it's going to take women. It's going to take us as women to unify, stand united, and stand firm on what I believe in this situation and forget all the cattiness. You know, most of my circle, my true circle are men. I'm not even going to lie to you. My female circle is far and few, about a handful. And that mentality has to change with women. But again, they became products of the environment, settling for less, not prioritizing, meaning putting a man in their lives before anything that they want to accomplish with their life, not focus. You feel what I'm saying? I can go on and on. On that subject topic. But basically, it's going to take true women, which we have a movement going right now, which is going to be announced at the summit, in the game. And I'm a member of this situation that we're going to be announcing during the press conference. We're about to change the game right now. And it's past due, if you ask me, what that says. So we demanding the respect that we deserve. We, meaning the women out here in this business, that grind and hustle just as hard as the man, but again, have been, you know, held back for whatever reason. But we busting through the dope at this point. Here we are. My artist story, you know, her content is true life. She speaks her life with everything at this point, music-wise. It's so commercialized. You just say whatever you want to say. No, let's get back to the substance. I'm talking about the Tupac lyrics. I'm talking about the Biggie. You feel what I'm saying? True.
Right.
Lyrics. So. That's what
I'd like to see that come into fruition because, you know, I've had a few experiences representing female artists, and I haven't really had a whole lot of success. I mean, I put artists out there, and, you know, they look real good, and then they meet some guy, and 2 weeks later, then the guy want to be the manager, and he don't know nothing about the business, and before you know it, then the whole project then went crazy.
Exactly. So definitely the team behind the project is so essential because talent alone is not enough.
Please say that again.
No, I was just saying it's the team that makes the whole situation pop. It's a lot of talent out there. You know what I'm saying? The game is consumed with talent, but the business sense isn't there. So without that team to put that plan of action in place and execute on it, it's not going to happen. The artist needs to remain the artist. Everybody within that team is going to have to play their position and play it well, not try to cross the boundaries or the lines. Stay in your role and win.
Stay in your lane.
Exactly. So some artists, they try to be the management. They try to be the producer. especially new artists. You know, they already feel like they superstars or they have it, so you're not going to come and tell me nothing about my situation. No. Honey, you the artist. You get in there and make music. You know what I'm saying?
They get mad at me because I asked them real quick, how many units have you moved lately?
Right. So all of that goes along with the artist development. But, you know, even with my artist, we've been working together for quite some time. We actually like family. She's my niece's best friend. I do believe that God put us together for a reason based on our stories and our upbringing. We're about to put Arkansas on the map pretty much. And she's an aggressive female. I'm an aggressive female, and not in a negative way, but I'm firm in my beliefs, and I know what I want out of life. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes men, when we had a talk with one of the labels, you know, we were up there for a couple of weeks and listening to some music, and one of the comments he made, well, this song, oh, no, you sound like you're aggressive. The song is aggressive. I said, well, we are some aggressive women. You know, if a man is aggressive, we business women. You have to be aggressive in business. Hello? Are we supposed to be passive? How you going to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish, sitting back and just taking anything? No. You got to go out and get it, right? So why should we have to be passive and sit back and not have that same aggression and hunger for a situation that we're trying to create or that we are creating? This is our situation. We're going to go at it hard and heavy.
Well, I think most men that are really secure with themselves and their position, they're really not intimidated by an aggressive woman. They rather would respect that, because most men that I know, and I'm talking about real men, I'm not talking about, you know, the B-made men, but the real man would want a woman that could handle and represent herself and know how to conduct business. You know, they wouldn't be looking for, you know, like the other kind of woman you're talking about that don't know how to handle stuff or represent themselves or nothing, because, I don't know, that's worthless. But I do think a real man, a real soldier, a real king, a real Trojan would have all the respect in the world for an aggressive woman to know how to handle herself.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice to know, coming from a man himself. So that's nice to know another perspective on that situation.
Oh, definitely. Because guys I know want a woman to represent them and vice versa. You know, you don't want a noodle, because a lot of times people qualify you by your mate.
So true.
They feel like if you got a dummy for a mate, they looking at you like, what's really going on with you? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, so
that's pretty much it in a nutshell. The summit, just the theme, is honoring and respecting the DJ. We're also doing a tribute to Pimp C, DJ Screw, Jam Master J, Michael Jackson, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, and Aaliyah, and Nate Dogg, called the Gone But Never Forgotten. That's another production of mine, as well as the actual DJ Armor ceremony taking place, honoring and respecting 10 influential DJs. The DJs are the backbone to the music industry, and without them, who's going to be playing all this music? So I am a core DJ as well, so I'm on the conference calls. I have a lot of DJ colleagues, so I know the pain and frustration what they deal with in this business, with being left out of certain situations that they pretty much are responsible for launching, from artist careers to whatever the case may be. The artist gets to a certain point in their career, and they forget about the DJ that was spending them in the club every Saturday night.
They don't even realize the importance of the DJ. They don't understand that the DJ is the one that's spinning these records at the club. They don't understand that a lot of these DJs are mix show jocks. They don't understand that a lot of these same DJs eventually become, you know, program directors. You know, they just don't get it. These people play a very, very important role in the success of any artist.
Exactly. That's exactly why the theme this year for the Texas Urban Music Summit is honoring and respecting the DJ, because it's past due. This is the first year for the DJ Honors. That is going to be a whole new situation that I'm launching going forward. We're going to turn that into a whole situation about the DJ, because the DJ has no love in the game, pretty much.
Right.
On the award shows, and it's all about the artists and, you know, the labels and so forth. But, well, we need to create something for the DJ. So, and I took the initiative to do it, and we're about to win at that situation, too, and give these DJs the recognition that they deserve this year going forward.
Wow, it sounds like it's going to be off the chain. The Texas Music's Urban Music Summit starts the 27th, correct?
Actually, the dates are the 25th through the 28th. The hotel, everything starts schedule-wise at the host hotel that Friday, August 26th, which is my birthday, by the way. So definitely come out, celebrate my birthday with me.
Celebrate your 21st birthday?
21 a long time ago. yeah. So the 26th through the 28th, hosted by the Go DJs here based in Houston. Definitely we have, I have already about 270 DJs pre-registered. We have about 50-plus media outlet attendance, from magazine to radio to online sources and so forth, print. It's going to be a crazy weekend, crazy in a good way, you know. So I'm excited. I'm ready. I've been working on it since the end of January operationally, and I'm ready to sit back and just watch it all come to life. So definitely come out and support and come out and respect the DJ, shake hands, great networking. We have the I Stand the Producer Showcase. I also highlight the production, another Fawcett In Entertainment that seems to get – kind of lost, I should say. The producers really don't get much love, I don't feel. So last year was actually the first year that I had I Stand the Producers out of New York. They do a producer showcase, just like I do the artist showcase. And I had a meeting with them about partnering up and going forward. We're going to be working together, and they're presenting it. It's sponsored by Monster Energy Drink. And it's going to be hot, and as well as a fashion show that Friday, hosted by Liz Williams from America's Next Top Model, Cycle 15, who happens to be from Arlington, Texas. She's hosting, and I'm going to have performances by Pretty Ricky and Just Brittany during the show. And a pool party. I mean, it's just so much going on. We'll be on this song probably for about another 30 minutes.
Well, it's good, because our listeners need to hear that. And if they want to get in contact with you and Renee, what number should they call, Alicia?
They can call 1-877-744-1231, extension 1, and that is a direct extension, as well as emailing us at media.texasums@gmail.com, or they can also email Texas, T-E-X-A-S, U-M-S, number 4, @gmail.com. And log on to www.texasums.com for more information and all contact information. It's also on the website if you fail to get that. So definitely reference the website and come out and kick it with us at the Texas Urban Music Summit 4.
And absolutely. For all you listeners who just joined in, this is Miss Alicia Steele, the founder of the Texas Urban Music Summit. If you wish to join us, hit number 1 on your phone and let us know you're there. Let us hear what you got, what questions you may have, and hopefully you can get an answer. Well, definitely, boy, it looks like you guys got it going on in my beautiful home state of Texas. I hope it just ain't too hot.
Oh, man, it's extremely hot.
So what you do, you run from the air conditioning in the car to the air conditioning in the house?
And you know what I said? Since I've been back, I was in New York for 2.5 years. So I'm like, my God, was it this hot when I left? I've never sweated like I have since I've been down here. Either I've gotten accustomed to another climate, my body has, or it's gotten like two, three times hotter than it did back in when it was 2008 when I moved up. So I don't know what's going on, but it's hot.
Well, you need to keep them folks from trying to shoot them space shuttles up in the air, and maybe the weather will come back like it used to be.
Yeah, something going on, man.
Yeah, they playing.
But
question. Do you feel like are you going to stay in Texas with your summit, or are you going to take it to other states?
Well, the Texas Urban Music Summit will be back, will be in Texas every year. However, like I said, ASTL Unlimited, which is my production company and the parent company, we do have other productions that will be taking place in other states and countries. So this is a ASTL Unlimited production. So, but the Texas Urban Music Summit, again, will be based, home-based in Texas.
Okay.
But the other event that we do, it's going to be an ASTL Unlimited production.
Yeah, well, maybe we can get together on California or Nevada.
Definitely. We definitely can get it cracking. I'm about the business, so. Renee has, she has all your info, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd love to keep in touch with you, and hopefully you can come down.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna come through and stick my head in the dough and shake everybody's hand and
okay.
See your artists and you guys shoot over an MP3, you know, as soon as you can, and we can start rocking that.
Okay, and I'd love for you to see her performance. So it's gonna be off the chain.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I certainly want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come in and holler at the good folks. And anything that we could do on this end, it's done.
Well, I thank you so much for that. I really appreciate all your support. And y'all, and you have a great, great day.
Well, the great thing is, Alicia, is that, you know, you're supporting the independents, and the independents are really running things right along through here, only if they just realize that. And it's obvious because, you know, we're the one that's really kicking up the billboard, and the majors are running after the independents that's really doing something. You know, the independents are not chasing majors no more. The majors are chasing the independents, so that should tell people.
Right. That is so true. So come get this education at the summit. We have panel discussions as well. The knowledge is power. I told you I'm all about words. Knowledge is power. You know.
Absolutely. Next year, Alicia and Renee, I want to be on the panel. I'm putting in my bid now.
Putting in early. Okay. We got you.
Putting in my bid now. But again, I want to thank you for coming out and joining us, and hopefully some of these people that listen to the show could take some of the things that you said and utilize it, because we should teach, each one should teach one, that's what we say. And we always say that, you know, we need to support each other, but we need to really take that up a level. We need to start actually doing it instead of just saying it. I know it's real easy for us to say, well, we don't start supporting each other, but how many people do we actually really support? That's my question.
Exactly. And I'm all about support. You know what I'm saying? It's so, so important because that's how it happens in this business in particular, but business in general. It's all about the relationships, you know, that whoever made the saying, not what you know is who you know.
Mm-hmm.
On point. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Alicia, they've changed it a little bit. Now they're talking about it's not who you know, it's how you know who you know.
Oh, they added an additional phrase to it. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they swapped it up.
I can relate to that.
Maybe you know somebody could actually open some doors, and I'm sure you can relate to this. There's some people who could actually open some doors for you to make whatever you're trying to do a whole lot easier. But for whatever reason, and only God knows, they would not make a phone call for you. They would not make an introduction for you. And you've never done nothing to this person, but for some reason, they just won't do it.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so glad that I don't have to be in that position. I can go in and handle my own situation, which, you know, sometimes you have to, before you get in certain doors, you definitely have to have somebody to open it for you, or at least crack it, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
In this business. But maintaining good relationships, being true to your character, you know, eliminating yourself from the negativity that tries to consume, and staying positive and around like-minded individuals. You know, I've had to eliminate a lot of people in my life. It goes from family to friends. That, you know, meaning, shoot, if you're not bringing me positivity, if you're causing me stress, over your situation is bringing some negativity to my life, you have no place in my life, because my life has no place for negativity. We're here for positivity, progression, love, and so forth. So if you're not on that same movement and path that I'm on, then you're in my way. Move around. So a lot of times you have to eliminate the people who are in your life in order to progress fully to your full potential. So sometimes that can be a hindrance, whether it's if they're taking up space in your mind, you know what I'm saying? This energy that can be applied and thought that can be applied to a better situation for you to accomplish what you're trying to. I'm sorry, I talk a lot.
That's powerful right there. I need to have you on my Sunday show, because we get into relationships, so we kind of talk about stuff like that. But you're absolutely right. You know, if people aren't bringing nothing positive in your heart and in your life, they can produce a negative effect, and they'll occupy portions of your mind that they really shouldn't even be in, which is a distraction.
Exactly. And that's that higher conscious level thinking. I'm on some other stuff right now, you know, based on my life experiences and my separation from the world. You know, I moved to New York by myself, didn't have a family or a friend out there, but didn't let it hold me back from what I was trying to do. And I took all the time to myself to get to know myself and do my elimination, you know what I'm saying, and just focus on God. You know, pray. I love him. He's been in my life actively throughout my life, and I give him the honor, glory, and praise that he deserves, because it's just because of him that I have accomplished what I have. I take no credit in that. It's his blessing. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much it, though. But I'm going to have to get off. I got to run to a meeting across town. It was so nice talking to you, and definitely like to keep in touch.
Thanks, as we shall, and thanks for joining us on I Am Indy. Talk to you soon. Bye. Well, that was Miss Alicia Steele from the Texas Urban Music Summit joining us, and that's going to be off the chain, y'all. So go check it out, support, and if you're indie, that's the place you ought to be. You know what I'm saying? That's the way you get your music heard, and that's where you get to bring around real, real folks and pick up some knowledge about this business we call the music business.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry. From Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip hop independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, KD, putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Tucson St. John, with the King Assassin,
where my warriors at.
If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got 5 on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow, cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator? Get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah, we both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. I'm young, Hashamika. Ha, ha. Said Suli. Said Rang Hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed to sell, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow, cause we got weed for sale.
Yeah.
He's selling crack and they got him, they got him. selling dope and they gonna. He selling meth and they gonna.
They gonna.
Yup. I'm selling dope in the same cop that got him. It's the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My west side connect, the king of side son. But like Rockin' and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair.
Yeah.
Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plant.
I'm moving to California,
cause it's just legal as the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself in a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. I'm moving to California,
cause it's just legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself in a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana. If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Treasury.
Drop an exclusive corner.
Newsflash in the high desert. I hear these people in bars still talking about that they don't want to pay to see Tuga perform. I ain't tripping, ain't got a face. But it's a whole lot of homies out here who love me though.
I'm on the interstate, headed to the swap meet to get a pair of wallabies and Chuck T's to both clubs clustered. Long street, heavy short jeans, the left pants on my street, and the barbershop next door. Right next to the top at liquor store. We done great for an optimal, and now love me like a sideshow. I love them back, I put Barstow in their face when they open up the damn door. And Barstow, the new train track, Nanjo. Fresh though, the interstate addition like Bronto. All my nachos with ecstasy is gato. I'm so fucking hot, you can Google me, that don't know. Get this since birth, fucking up since dirt. You don't need to be the ride of fucking bushes to the church. I'm West Coast all day, every day, weekday. California frosty, on the planet on the weekend.
Interstate, nigga. 15.
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
Tell us about the Urban Music Summit and 25th of this month. Go out and support all you indie artists. They got a wealth of information, the DJs, and everybody to help you get it on.
.008 clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011. Secondary guidance systems engaged. 08, roger. What's the surface temperature?
Boy, was my face red.
008 clear to runway 04, wind at 030 degrees at 2, altimeter 3011.
I see you staring from across the room, like you're telling me what you're trying to do. Ooh, ain't go through how you're trying to shake it loose. So when you approached me, you was looking so lovely. I couldn't help myself, I didn't want nobody else. Then me time, what you're looking for, I want to show you so much more. Oh yeah, so sexy, take my hand, I wanted to ask you, would you like to dance? This may be our only chance to dance, just a little romance. Just a little romance.